Thank you very much, Margaret. We have arrived at our last batch of news. Mobile phone usage in cars, refurbishment of the city's ski slope, the closure of the Holy Door at St John's Cathedral at the end of the Pope's designated year of mercy, and Tesco axes its free bus service in Blue Ball Lane. Quite a mix, you will agree. Let's start with the mobile phones.
Drivers have fallen foul of new moves to crack down on the use of mobile phones at the wheel, as Norfolk Police continued its week-long campaign to raise awareness of its dangers. Operation Ringtone has been a priority for roads policing officers as they target drivers on our roads, and in the space of 50 minutes on Newmarket Road in Norwich, 12 vehicles were stopped. New changes introduced by police mean that drivers caught using their phone will automatically be issued with a £100 fine and 3 penalty points on their licence, without the alternative option of an educational course. Next year, punishments will increase to a £200 fine and 6 penalty points, enough to revoke a new driver's licence after just one offence.
Norfolk Snow Sports Club, just outside Norwich, is doing its best to make skiers forget that they're skiing down plastic matting, not powdery snow. The club recently invested £260,000 in a slope refurbishment, just in time for the busy Christmas season. A portion of the funds went towards synthetic Snowflex matting for the four nursery slopes, and another chunk paid for diamond-shaped matting for the main slope, a material on which skis can move faster. Although thousands of skiers will flock to the slopes in the next few months, the dry ski slopes allow for year-round skiing. Norfolk Snow Sports is one of the largest member-run ski and snowboard clubs in the country, and club members raised all the money for the refurbishments.
Holy Doors were closed across Norfolk to mark the end of the Catholic Church's Year of Mercy. Bishop Alan Hopes closed the Door of Mercy at St John the Baptist Cathedral in Norwich, as a second Holy Door was shut at the Basilica of Our Lady of Walsingham in North Norfolk. Both had been opened on December the 13th last year to mark the start of the Year of Mercy, which was announced last March by Pope Francis and was intended to celebrate God's forgiveness and mercy. In an address given to the 650-strong congregation at the cathedral and read aloud at other Catholic churches in East Anglia, Bishop Allen said, "The closing of the Holy Doors of Mercy across the world does not mean that we can forget about the real challenges this year has set us. Pope Francis brought an end to the year by closing the Holy Door at St Peter's Basilica at the Vatican."
Campaigners have launched a bid to get an 11th-hour reprieve for axe-threatened free bus services to Tesco. Tesco has decided to stop paying Connect Bus to run the T1 and T2 free bus services to its Blue Ball Lane superstore at Sprowston, which means they will run for the final time. The decision has sparked anger from people who use the buses, which take shoppers from Thorpe St Andrew, Heartsease, Catton and Helston to the store from Tuesdays to Saturdays. A petition has been launched urging Tesco to reconsider, with supporters saying the buses are lifelines for the elderly and help them to keep their independence.
When Jack Greaves usually arrives at Carrow Road, it is at the end of a car journey to watch the match day action from the comfort of his seat. But last Saturday, the 10-year-old reached the stadium feeling footsore at the end of a 22-mile walk. Ardent Norwich City fan Jack completed the 9-hour trek from Aylsham on behalf of children in need. Jack was accompanied along the route of the Marriott's Way path by his granddads Martin and Malcolm and dad Ben. Despite suffering a sore ankle, Jack was determined to complete the charity challenge, which has so far raised more than £500.
A Norwich father of six has said he's enjoying the best payday of my life after beating 570,000-1 odds and scooping £57,000 off a £1.70 bet. Alan Clark won £57,268 off the modest horse rating bet after selecting four outsiders at Betfred on Aylsham Road, where he has been a customer for 10 years. It's the best payday of my life, and I can't wait to get celebrating Christmas, which has come very early indeed. The grandfather of 11 said he won £8,000 in the 1990s, but had never scooped a life-changing amount. The courier will now renew his long-expired passport before enjoying breaks to Mexico and America. Fred Dunn, Betfred owner, said, "It's incredible that for such a small bet of £1.70, Alan has won himself £57,268. I hope this regular customer enjoys his new globe-trotting life."
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget that after we have signed off, you can hear the new edition of Let's Talk, so do stay listening. When you have finished listening, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. Please remember that you do not have to pay any postage.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team that produced it. The editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. You can always leave a message on our answer phone, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Your readers on part two were
Pauline Goldsworthy
and Chris Gillam. So now we'll say goodbye for this week and enjoy Let's Talk.